Biscuits and Gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people! Nazi whale margarine pirates.
So far, I've had 7 McRibs.
Bullabuck!
Pol Pot Pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators.
Like a slaughterhouse sangria?
Yeah! Yeah!
Good morning and aloha, Biscuiteers. You got dialed on into the Gravy Train. That's right, we are broadcasting live from the historic Biscuits and Gravy Amphitheater in beautiful Maui, Hawaii.
Are we still the Biscuits and Gravy Amphitheater on Google, or did they change
it? No, they changed it, but that's just the man trying to control the universe. And
lizards.
I'm not a fan of it.
Lizards, dude.
They wanted to do it. It's part of Project 25, is to get rid of all historic Biscuits and Gravy amphitheaters.
That's not Project 2025. It's just Project 25. What was the project where it was about it was the UN project?
Agenda 21.
Was it Agenda 21?
New World Order, bro.
Yeah, where it's about depopulation.
Yeah, because that's what the people in control want. They want to control less people.
It's literally called population control. They want to control the population,
which could mean raising it as well, huh?
Yeah, I guess
as
so.
Long as it's controlled,
they're raising him,
they're breeding us
to eat.
Ooh. So last week we talked about sex with the president, and we had a lot of missed phone calls, and then I think we had even more missed phone calls through our new segment called Haitian Cookbook.
A lot of people tried to call us during Haitian Cookbook. Well, my name's Vince Fodi.
No,
and,
it's a mystery.
I'm here to tell you guys that if you're listening to us live, you're probably listening to us on 88.5 KEKU, the voice of Gravy. You can also catch us live on TV on Channel 55 for Akaku.
Oh, yeah.
So that's right. The 8s and 5s, 88.5 and Channel 55. You can also catch all of our past episodes if you look up Biscuits and Gravy 808, wherever you get your podcasts from. If you go to Apple Music, Spotify, all those awesome spots, wherever you get your podcasts from, Stitcher, if you still have Stitcher.
Everyone does.
I think it's retro. Maybe like someone in Canada has Stitcher or something like that. Mm. They're a couple years behind everything.
I think isn't Hawaii also behind too?
Yeah, I'm surprised. We probably were the last ones to have Stitcher.
Like Shaggy,
we still
it
had
wasn't
it.
Me is on the radio, not on like the retro radio.
It's it was
like,
on the regular radio.
It's like this hot jammer.
We still had an unironic Blockbuster.
Yeah, we did.
And a Radio Shack.
Yeah.
In Azeka.
Like, if you go to
that was like one of the last Radio Shacks.
Where was the Blockbuster that you went to? Was it in Oregon?
Bend.
It was in Bend, Oregon.
Bend over.
And that's like an ironic Blockbuster.
Yeah, they make most of their money off of people buying novelty socks.
Yeah, which you picked up a pair of novelty socks for me.
That say Blockbuster?
Say Blockbuster.
I have a pair of Blockbuster socks, and you got my wife a shirt that says Be Kind, Rewind.
That's great for a movie night.
Yeah.
It is.
Which is fun, but like people aren't going there mostly to like rent VHSs.
I got a $25 trucker hat.
Yeah, they're going there ironically to buy retro Blockbuster merch.
It gives me lead poisoning.
Do you guys have VHS players at your house currently?
No, my dad does. I just got back and he asked me how to play his DVD player and all the batteries in my dad's house are corroded blue. Like, you know when it looks like someone used like toothpaste to like brush their teeth? That's how bad all the batteries are.
Wow.
Yeah, it's got like that like spiky white acid dust all over.
Yeah, spiky white acid.
When
dust.
You touch it, your finger sizzles and smokes.
It does, though. I get the sizzle.
When DVDs were getting popular and VHSs were going out of style, my dad went out and stockpiled VCRs. He bought like 3 VCRs just to keep in box, like in the basement, so that he would always have a VCR even if they stopped manufacturing them.
We were cleaning out our basement a couple years ago.
And now VHSs are back.
How I used to like hide joints and roaches all over my basement. Or like my brother took my golf bags out and I had, I don't know, 18 bottles of beer in it and it broke all over the golf course. Because you just like, you know, what did you hide stuff in the woods or just throw it away? What did you do as a kid?
In the basement.
In the basement, yeah.
I had a suitcase in the basement under the stairs that one time my parents found it. Now I'm a weirdo. I'm a creep.
How about you? Did you ever hide anything in your basement, Vincent Archangel Gravy Fodi III?
Yeah, weed.
Weed?
Yeah. Yeah.
When did you start smoking?
You mean when I was living there?
Yeah. Also, still.
I stash weed in my parents' basement so that when I go home on vacation, I have weed to smoke.
Mm-hmm. Growing up, smoking old weed was like pretty common, but I feel like all the weed I smoke now is like hot and fresh out the kitchen.
And I had a bowl in a box of like my old stuff that I had in my parents' house, but my mom found it and threw my bowl away. And I was sad because it was like the first bowl that I had.
I know,
ever bought.
It's like nostalgic.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up with that? They keep their wedding glasses, they keep their knife from their wedding cake.
Yeah, you used to throw away their wedding stuff.
Yeah. Well, if I do that, will that mean I was never born, though?
You throw away, you break as it breaks. Yeah.
I start turning clear like in Back to the Future. Like, oh no!
Oh, no!
Glue it together, glue it together.
My parents were never married.
Where did Vince go? It's just us. So, Shane, how do you like being the co-host of the Biscuits and Gravy Show without Vince being dead?
It's different. It's a lot of pressure.
Vince is gone.
It's too much pressure. Since you've been gone.
He was the co-host of the Biscuits and Gravy Show. I became the host.
Yeah. Vince became Chuck and I became Vince.
Yeah. And Rhonda became Corky and Corky left.
And we want to thank you for your service, Shane.
Thank you.
You did a great job, and we appreciate you stepping up.
We should probably turn your microphone on.
You got thanked for your service the other day as like a waiter, right? Thank you for your service.
That's what we should really do. I like that idea. We should have a day of year for surfers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Romans have that, where like the slaves were king for a day. Not to call you a slave. But
it was Saturnalia.
Yeah.
During Saturnalia, they would do the old switcheroo.
Ooh, I like it.
Where the master of the house would serve all the servants, and the servants got to be like king for a day.
That means I'll become a good listener during Saturnalia.
Biscuits and Gravy is on the TV out there with a few weeks ago.
Wow. Oh, cool. I'm so glad I got them to change the station. They were watching another TV station at the TV station that we work at. It'd be like if you go to VH1 and they're watching BET. You're like, are you studying them?
Yeah, or it's like at McDonald's if they're eating Burger King.
Yeah, I always judge that. Remember when the KFC here got in trouble? They weren't doing it, but someone who worked at the KFC
was getting chickens out of trunks.
Getting chickens out of trunks.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting that trunk chicken.
Someone got photos and they were done.
You worked in a couple restaurants. Have you ever worked at a restaurant and they like order pizza for the staff?
Yeah.
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 Like if you're a pizza guy, you've probably delivered pizza to restaurants before.
But guess what? People like pizza and not everyone wants to own a pizza oven.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how much a good espresso machine costs? I worked at a coffee place once.
$250.
No.
Like an industrial one. Like 80 grand to 100 grand. For like a really good high-end like Italian that does like five double shots at once.
Which is crazy because like you can get for a couple hundred bucks, you can get an espresso machine for your house, which makes pretty good espresso.
A lot of places.
The espresso machine that I have at my house is like pretty decent.
Yeah.
And somebody gave that to us.
And
we didn't even pay for it, but I mean it's not like $1,000.
Cuban coffee, and guess what? That Cuban coffee is so good.
Oh yeah.
I love that Cuban coffee.
That was called Lave.
Lave. The Lave.
How do you pronounce two L's in Spanish? It's like Lave. Lave. That's really good. Now, as you can probably tell, Chuck and I and Shane are all local Maui-based comedians.
Yes, as you can tell, we're quite the comedians.
Very
and
funny.
If you are a fan of stand-up comedy, there's a couple places on Island where you can check it out. There's an open mic on Tuesday nights at Vibe in the Triangle, and that usually starts around 8 o'clock. And there's also one at Story in Paia, and that's on Monday nights. What time does that usually start?
Mondays is 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, yeah. So if you're in the Paia area, that would be a good spot to stop in and check out some comedy. And both of the open mics have been pretty good so far. You went to the open mic last night, right?
Yeah, there was almost a fight. This guy came in with a dog, and Luke said he was going to eat the guy's dog, and the guy freaked out.
Huh. Luke is very local.
Is Luke a Haitian migrant?
Well, I think that's why it was funny.
He was like making a joke about it?
Yeah, and then the guy couldn't handle the joke.
Luke has a Cybertruck now?
Yeah. Last night after
did you get to ride in it?
I got to sit in it. He was charging
it. It's here already?
Yeah.
He was charging it?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And there's like all the homeless people came out last night. We're all like around it, like checking it out, you know? And Luke's like, you could try to take a rock and smash this through and nothing would happen. You can see the homeless people be like, I'm going to smash this dude's car with a rock.
Why do people want to smash the Cybertrucks? I don't get it.
Just because they can, I guess.
Yeah?
It's like, it's just pure raw steel.
But don't they break? Isn't that there, or is that just misinformation?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's been a lot of reports of them, like, rusting And I feel like the salt air in Hawaii is not going to be great for a Cybertruck.
Probably not.
It's not great for anybody's car, but they've already been having issues with rusting and stuff like that. So,
So come to the rustiest spot.
And yeah. I've seen videos of people being like, look, nothing can break my Cybertruck. And then they hit it with something and it breaks and they're like, oops.
Oopsie poopsie. Yeah. And then you have a video of you destroying your car.
But I'm sure they got all the kinks worked out.
Yes.
Speaking of kinks, what politician would you have sex with, Shaheen?
I'd go AOC.
AOC? Huh?
Yeah.
You too, huh? I'm an AOC person as well.
Or Tulsi Gabbard.
Interesting. Yeah. Wow.
I bet she's a freak, dude.
I bet, yeah, she's like almost too freaky, maybe.
Yeah. I bet she says weirdo stuff.
I don't like Tulsi Gabbard.
I don't like her as a person.
Yeah, but politics don't come into it. If you could have sex with any politician.
Keeping politics out of it.
You have to, but keeping politics out of it, Chuck, who would it be?
Obama.
You know, I still think Obama. Still, I just want to, like, pet his hair.
You're not supposed to do that. Racist, you're not supposed to do
you're
that.
You're not supposed to do that, Chuck. You can only pet the white side of his hair. White part.
One time I was with a black girl and I grabbed her hair and she freaked out on me and she says, "You never touch a woman's weave."
Oh.
And I was like,
"I don't think Obama has a weave."
I was like, "What's a weave?"
Yeah. You have to caress.
She's like, "That thing you're holding in your hand."
See how it's not attached to my body? Mm-hmm.
No, but female politician, who would you...
Oh, it's got to be a female?
Well, that depends. Are you gay?
I guess actually Marjorie Greene Taylor.
Oh.
See, I don't find her attractive at all. Well, hold on. Let's get this on the record. Are you gay?
No.
Okay, because when I said, what politician would you like to have sex with, you said Obama.
Yeah.
Unironically. So, yeah. Okay, so... So,
are you bi?
No, I just. You know.
Yeah, well, honestly,
are you bipartisan?
Okay. Would you like, even though you're not gay, right?
So, why did you say Obama though?
Because I just want to be that close to him.
I'd kiss Obama on the mouth.
Like,
would you not?
Would I kiss Obama?
Like, no tongue on the lips.
I would do it for America.
I would kiss Obama.
Yeah. And you're not gay.
I'm not gay yet because I haven't been around Obama.
Yeah, you don't know how good that kiss is.
You don't know.
But also, like, somebody, if you have sex with Obama, you get into the history books. That's like the Dave Chappelle joke about somebody being so famous that you have sex with them and then you're famous.
Yeah.
Like, that's a whole level.
That's Pete Davidson.
Exactly. So if I had sex with Obama, I'm definitely going down in history. Get it?
Am I right? Oh, Obama.
There's like one page in the history book at school with you on it.
It's all sticky.
You guys are gross.
Here's Obama, arguably one of our greatest presidents. And then the next page is just, here's a guy that had sex with Obama. It was a weird way for Obama's legacy to end. No one saw that coming. It was a complete non sequitur.
Maybe he wants the biscuit pump.
Maybe
solidify in history.
That's what Chuck calls his penis.
Bump. That's right. The
bump,
baby.
But
here comes the gravy.
As far as attractive female politicians, I think AOC, because you know I have a thing for Latinas, as everyone knows.
Also, age and size. I think she's our best option, right?
Yeah. I mean, Lauren Boebert. We think Chuck likes Boebert.
Boebert. Yeah.
Chuck wants to take Lauren Boebert to a Beetlejuice musical.
Yeah.
But I think
we just unlocked something special here today.
I think
guys.
I'd have to go with AOC. Did you see that story? Have we talked about this? The story about AOC had that picture where everybody was saying that it was a picture of her vaping, and then it got debunked by feet people.
Oh, Lordy.
Because the people come into the rescue.
So there was a picture that was – it was a picture that a woman had taken of herself in the bath, and you can only see, like, her legs in the bathtub and her like, feet are up on the faucet or whatever, and she's holding a vape pen. And the picture was going around the internet, and people were saying that it was AOC because it was sort of like a gotcha pic, like, ooh, we caught you smoking weed.
Also,
right?
in a bathtub, that sounds rad. Yeah. That's who I want to vote for.
Smoking a vape pen in a bathtub. Yeah,
I want that person making decisions.
I would vote for anybody doing that.
That's
right.
A great decision. Two great decisions.
Yeah.
And all the feet people.
Oh, no!
From like WikiFeet saw the picture and were like, that's not her feet.
Yeah. Trust me. Trust me. Those are not her feet.
So we're getting a phone call?
Are we getting a phone
call? Turn it up all the way. Don't you know how to answer the phone?
It's too loud if I turn it up all the way. Are you there?
I'm here, boys. It's me, Barack Obama.
Oh, my God! Barack Obama, send me a
picture. It's a booty call.
Send me a picture of your feet so I know it's for real.
Are you up?
Well, Barack Obama, we certainly weren't expecting you to have been listening to the radio show, but how do you feel about our proposals?
I have been listening, and I'm a little bit uncomfortable with the things that you're saying about me. You want to kick me on the mouth? Seems pretty gay, boys.
Well, I mean, it's 2024, you know. We know that you were a very progressive president, so, you know, maybe it's time to change the way you feel about things.
Well, look, here it is. I'm a straight man. I'm married to Michelle. And,
she can join. That'd be fun.
And I don't want to kiss anyone on the lips. None of you boys on the lips.
Where do you want to kiss us?
That's all I got to say about it.
Yeah, Obama, if you had to kiss me on the lips, though.
If you had to kiss one of the Biscuitiers, which one would it be?
That's a tough one. Which one's the tall?
All right. It depends who's sitting down.
Well, how are you enjoying retired life now that you're no longer president?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a lot of work. You know, I'm behind the scenes, the puppet master of Kamala. But, you know, boys, I'm going to come out to Hawaii soon, and you know what? I'm going to make you a promise. I'm going to kiss one of you on the lips.
Yeah! Can you take the other one out to the presidential Quiznos? Okay.
Oh, did he hang up? Oh, I had so many more questions for him. And I wanted to know if I could touch his hair.
Also, presidential Quiznos?
So on Oahu, there's a secret Quiznos that only former U.S. presidents are allowed to go to?
That can't be a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing according to the Biscuits and Gravy Show. That call from Obama is brought to us by Alec Baldwin's Hair Restoration Cream. Dealing with hair loss? You need a Baldwin. Don't be departed from your hair. Alec Baldwin's Hair Restoration Cream.
Lordy.
And by Bill Gates Gates. If you like Windows, you'll love Gates.
Today's show is underwritten in part by lovely community-minded celebrity sponsors like Benedict Cumberbatch's Cumberbuns. Let Benedict go to waste on KAKU 88.5, the voice of gravy.
And of course, today's show wouldn't be possible without support from Jodie Foster's Foster Kids. Have you lost contact with your kids and need new ones? Our foster kids are so well behaved, they'll be as silent as a lamb. Jodie Foster's Foster Kids.
Oh,
and a special thanks to Vladimir Putin's Hard Apple Cider. Want to feel good?
Yep.
Putin Cider.
That's right.
It's funny because he doesn't drink, right?
Probably not.
Vladimir Putin?
And Trump, they say they don't drink. And it's not one of those, like, I don't drink anymore. They say they just don't drink.
No, Donald Trump doesn't drink.
He's never drank.
Yeah, never drank.
How could Vladimir
famously
Putin...
doesn't drink?
Vladimir Putin?
Famously doesn't drink. Putin
so
doesn't drink.
What do you think they do when they hang out together?
I don't know. Who's that comedian that you opened up with that then kind of got outed for getting drunk and yelling at 16-year-old girls?
Crystalia?
Yeah.
He
also doesn't drink alcohol ever.
Really?
So did Epstein drink? I wonder if there's a court. You drink, right?
I'm drinking.
Okay, what are you implying, Chuck?
I'm implying that maybe people that never
Are you implying I'm on the list to the Epstein's Island?
No, we just listed three people that never drink ever. And three people that I don't trust around children.
Yeah, I would. If I had kids,
would you let
only
Vladimir
alcohol.
Putin, babysit your 13-year-old child?
No.
Would you let Trump babysit your 13-year-old
No.
child? Would you let
Obama?
Obama? Yeah,
yes.
Dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you want to bang a babysitter. Mm-hmm.
I would love to have a beer with Obama.
Dude, I want Obama to be like my family nanny.
I
want to
get drunk with Obama.
I want to get drunk with Obama in a hot tub.
I want to smoke weed and watch VHS with Obama.
That'd be so cool. They could be kind of rewinded together.
Well, Chuck, I don't know if you know this, but it's time for one of our newest segments, Louise of the Week.
Oh, my gosh, Louise of the Week. One of my favorite segments to come out of my charcuterie rehab this summer.
Yeah. So while you were gone, as you know, we realized that we had a large portion of our listeners were named Louise.
You know what?
Abnormally large
amount. Abnormal amount.
Yes. And so we decided to lean into that, and now we have a new segment called Louise of the Week.
Louise of the Week.
Let me play the song real quick.
If your name is Louise and you're a fan of the show, I have a segment for you, so let's give it a go. It's Louise of the Week.
Yep. This week's Louise of the Week is Louise Araez. Luis Araez, he's a Venezuelan professional baseball infielder for the San Diego Padres. Mm. He also previously played for the Minnesota Twins and the Miami Marlins.
Oh!
Some of his accolades include he was a three-time All-Star, he was a two-time batting champion, and he is a two-time Silver Slugger Award from 2022 and 2023. His nickname is La Regadera, which is Spanish for the sprinkler.
It's a weird name to have when you're surrounded by dudes quite a lot.
Yeah, the sprinkler?
Yeah.
And he's always the first to the showers.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Or maybe he, like, pees.
In the shower?
It sprays when he pees?
In the outfield.
Oh.
Oh.
Or he's an infielder, so maybe he just, you know.
Maybe he spits when he talks.
I don't know.
My name is Luis.
What other reason would you spray?
Why would you be called the sprinkler?
The sprinkler, yeah.
Well, he's Venezuelan, so maybe he does landscaping in his spare time.
Maybe he gets super sweaty and does salsa.
Sprinkler.
And all the sweat sprinkles off of him.
Maybe he does the sprinkler as a dance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
He's the sprinkler.
How old is he? Louise of the Week is brought to you in part by lovely community-minded Gary Sinise's Guide to Being an Uncle for Nephews and Nieces.
You need Sinise's.
You need Sinise's.
He was born in 1997.
Whoa! That's like what athletes are now, though.
That is crazy. That he's just a baby.
Yeah. Can he, you can, oh, you can definitely drink.
So he's 27 years old. He's right in the sweet spot.
Wow.
And another fun fact is that he was named the NL, the National League Player of the Week, in May. Oh. So he literally was Luis of the Week.
Wow.
Back in May.
To it, though.
So Luis Araez,
I look forward
we
to having
honor
a,
you this
a promising
week.
Career. Now that he's got the biscuit bump, all our Padres biscuitier fans out there, make sure to give Luis a big old huggy five for me.
Yes.
I feel like a lot of Padres are Luises, too.
Yeah, definitely.
This week's Louise of the Week was brought to us by Topher Grace's Etiquette School. When you go for grace, call Topher Grace.
And by Chris Tucker's Mattresses. Get tucked in when you're tuckered out.
Thanks for tuning in to the Biscuits and Gravy Show on KAKU 88.5, the voice of Maui. I'm the host, Chuck Sauce. In the studio today, we have local comedian extraordinaire, Shahane Nelson.
Hello.
We can see you performing all around the Island at Monday Night at Story, Tuesday night at Vibe, sometimes occasional and terrible comedy shows in Wailuku on Friday nights. Sometimes you go to Y Bar. Ooh, I've seen you at Pro Arts. I've seen you at Mulligan's and Gilligan's.
I was
and
at then you do Mulligan's shows recently.
Too. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How's Mulligan's doing?
I went to a wedding at Mulligan's recently. It was very interesting.
It is good. It's an interesting spot for wedding.
We went there, and they gave us a menu, and the menu had prices on it, and you had to pay for your food. At a wedding, Shane, you've been to a lot of weddings. Have you ever encountered that?
I don't think so.
And I mean, you do weddings professionally.
Yeah.
So you've been to a lot of weddings.
Yeah.
I think this is the first time I've ever been to a wedding where they didn't just give you food. There was no buffet. There was no like plated food options. It was just at a restaurant.
Usually serves.
Yeah. So it was like fish and chips and stuff, and if you want food, you had to just order it off the menu like a normal dinner service restaurant.
Interesting.
I remember thinking to myself, I had never seen that before.
No, you don't even think about doing it, right?
Yeah.
I was at a wedding once. Shane was there.
They did have drink tickets, though, so they did get us boozed up.
That's
the important part, is getting you boozed up.
To serve the people. And I'm like, really? You guys are short staffed. You're going to make the bride and groom do this? So me and Christy just started serving people food at this wedding. And they're like, what's in this? And I knew it was all from Costco. So I was like really pumped because I knew what everything was.
Yeah, these are Kirkland taquitos.
And by the way, Kirkland taquitos are pretty darn good.
They are really good.
Kirkland taquitos.
I went through a hardcore phase where I was just like toaster oven, sour cream, and I was eating like a pack a day.
Yeah, they're that good.
They're too good.
Easy.
Dude, the Kirkland tortellinis. Oh. I went through a phase where I was buying like the big bags of the tortellinis.
The bladders. You get two bladders of them.
And yeah. I was eating way more tortellini than even somebody named Vince
Vince Fodi
was prepared to handle.
Your Vince Fodi body's like, it's too much tortellini.
As a matter of fact, I used to have a comedy bit where I talked about eating tortellini from Costco.
You know you have a problem when the garbage man notices. He's like, hey, man, you're eating a lot of tortellini.
Yeah.
That happened to me at Maui Tacos when I lived in South Kihei. There was a Maui Tacos near my house, and I was going like 3 times a week and getting the Hana burrito. I get the Hana burrito
kitchen sink.
The Hana burrito, which was like a barbecue pork burrito.
Whoa.
And I would get it wet. And one time the lady came in and she's like, you're in here a lot. Like she didn't say it in like a complimentary way. She was like concerned for my well-being.
But if you go to a coffee shop every day, that's like a totally normal thing. But when you start eating burritos,
yeah, well, coffee's a drug.
I mean,
or L&L. If you go there too much, they'll say something. They'll be like, "Hey, dude,
hey man, listen, you got too much MSG coursing through your veins.
That's
right
a lot of carbs.
Curly fries, that's a lot of everything, and rice, and fried chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Shane. This morning when you woke up, did you hit the snooze?
I am glad you brought that up.
Okay.
I snoozed 3 times, 15 minutes each.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I snoozed as well. Chuck, did you snooze this morning?
Nope. Woke up on the first.
Do you set an alarm?
I set several alarms.
Okay.
Shane also sets multiple alarms.
Yeah. I set multiple phones.
But today, I woke up. My wife woke up. She kissed me and goodbye, and I got up right then and there.
Wow.
And I stayed up. And I think I drank so much coffee, I gave myself a headache.
Because I did hit the snooze. Shane and I were having a conversation about this recently. I wanted to ask your advice because you're a sleep expert.
I am former disgraced sleep expert.
You're a disgraced former sleep expert. The Apple snooze alarm, whenever you hit snooze, it's locked in at 9 minutes. You can't change it. Is that the perfect time? Is there a scientific like best time for a snooze?
You shouldn't really be snoozing at all.
So you're saying that snooze is not good.
You're saying if you snooze, you lose is what
yes,
you're...
you shouldn't be snoozing.
Why is that?
It gives you more brain fatigue when you wake up. It makes it like your first 15 or 20 minutes of being awake seem like you're less awake.
Because I feel like in the morning, if I wake up and I'm still tired, if I hit the snooze is never enough to get
never
me to the point
enough
where I need... But it's more just kind of like delaying the inevitable. But I have had successful snoozes if you have an afternoon nap.
Ooh.
And you wake up from the afternoon nap and you're still a little foggy and you hit the snooze.
That's a recharge. But you've already been awake. You already got your endorphins going. You already got your chemicals flowing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you saying there's
22
no,
minutes is the best.
Are you saying that there's no perfect amount of time for a snooze?
I'm telling you, I've been in the industry a long time. They keep changing their answers, and it's always different studies, different stuff they're looking for. For the most part, sleep is really unique, and you got to do what works for you. For me and for most people that I know, snoozing is false hope. You think you're going to feel so much better.
Thomas Edison was a snoozer. He would sleep for like 15 minutes every 4 hours.
That's weird.
Yeah.
But he also...
Tesla was a snoozer also.
Yeah.
But, and Da Vinci.
Yeah.
They were all intermittent sleepers.
Who would fall asleep with the heavy ball in his hand?
And then drop it and wake up?
Yeah. Was that Edison?
I don't know.
Was that Einstein?
Einstein was an intermittent sleeper also. So was Salvador
Intermittent
Dali.
Intermittent sleeper, huh?
And Salvador Dali, all his art dealt with the subconscious, and a lot of his stuff comes from like dreamlike states.
Trippy, trippy dreams.
So
I
wonder
also, they're
if,
way bigger than you think they are. They're huge.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw the Salvador Dali exhibit
they're
when
ginormous.
I was on tour in Philadelphia, and it was huge.
Yeah. Whereas other famous stuff, really small.
Mona Lisa, small.
Yeah.
Size of a stamp.
It's the size of a stamp. I don't know if you guys know this.
We lost it.
Oh, no.
Close the window.
That's how it got stolen. That's one of the reasons why the Mona Lisa is so famous is because it was stolen at one point. I mean, it's a good painting, too, but the fact that it got stolen made it even more famous.
It was a silly thing to steal. Like, someone comes to your house, you're like, hey, check this out.
But he didn't really knew what it was when he stole it. There's a good Drunk History about it with Jack Black, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. I'll have to check that out.
Drunk History is fun.
Drunk History is fun, for sure.
Especially when you're drunk with it.
Yeah, dog.
And you start narrating.
You just pause it and you start telling the story.
All right, sit down. You're going to want to hear this.
It's like, yeah, that's when Drunk History becomes interactive.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think that people on Drunk History are faking being drunk, and other times you're like, whoa, that person just drank a liter of tequila.
Yeah.
Like,
uh-huh.
Like, he's in, like, one movie every 3 years. Like, they're, like, low-level famous, and you're like, wow, that dude drinks a lot of tequila. Sounds fun. Would also, you just want to do, like, a 20-minute movie every other year, and that's, like, your whole job?
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Like Jason Mantzoukas.
Yeah.
Just do like small things every once in a while and then just cruise the rest of the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be fun.
Cruising USA.
I feel like the host, that guy who was the host of Drunk History, probably got laid a lot.
Ooh.
Because you're like hanging out in people's houses.
With the cameras, though?
Getting them hammered. Well, then the camera crew goes home and you stay and sleep over.
Or it becomes an HBO show.
Yeah.
That's a good way to get in trouble, though, too.
Drunk History After Dark.
You're like, let's get you drunk.
Yeah.
Talking about your favorite stuff. Actually, that sounds good to me.
It sounds like a date.
Hanging out, getting drunk, talking about history. Yeah. Blame it on the alcohol.
That's my God. They're playing Kanye West on the retro station on the way over here, dude.
Oh, man.
I couldn't believe it.
I'm going to start playing Drunk History for dates. Like on Bumble, be like, hey, you want to come over for Drunk History?
I'm like, if they don't get the reference, it might sound creepy.
Yeah, I'm going to get drunk and talk about pyramids.
They would have had to lay a stone every second of every day for 50 years.
Did you go on a date with a girl who was talking about megalodons and giants and stuff?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
She moved off island.
Did she?
She's like, I got to get away from all these megalodons.
Yeah.
Out here in the middle of the ocean.
You were talking about giants or she was talking
she
about
was.
Oh.
She believes in them.
Like still?
Still. And that's, I was like Shaquille O'Neal? Like big people? And she's like, no, like real giants.
Oh. Well, the Nazis had the big giants at the end of the earth.
In the gingers?
In the tunnels.
The ginger giants?
They're in the tunnels.
Have you heard about the ginger giants?
I don't think so.
No.
I mean,
do they have red hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Real scary looking.
Ooh, ginger.
Imagine a 9-foot Ivan.
Whoa, 9 feet's about
a giant size.
But when people are talking, like if you compare a great white tooth to a megalodon tooth, it's like comparing like a thimble to a movie book.
Now, megalodon.
A phone book. There you go.
What's a movie book?
A VHS tape? I don't know.
Like a book full of all VHS movies?
It's like comparing a small tooth to a really big tooth.
Now,
but it's huge.
The blue whale was much bigger than the megalodon, though, right?
Oh.
I think
the blue whale is the biggest thing to ever exist.
Yeah, and it exists right now.
Yeah, that's
checkmate,
pretty cool.
Dinosaurs.
We should get one and put it in a aquarium.
So that's where the term rain check comes from. P.T. Barnum was going to have a whale on display, and it rained so much it knocked all the salt water out of the pool, and the whale died. And so people had all these tickets to see a whale, and he's like, I'll just get you another whale. Here's a rain check, because the rain killed the whale.
Whoa.
That's where that term comes from.
Huh.
And then he became a U.S. senator for 20 years.
Really?
Yeah. Is that wild?
P.T. Barnum was a senator?
P.T. Barnum, bro. Senator.
Didn't that makes a lot of sense.
And on the note of like senators and whales, didn't JFK Jr. chop up a whale and put its head on his car and drive across the country?
You're thinking of RFK Jr.
RFK.
But yes, JFK Jr. died in a plane crash.
Not according to truth.
The QAnon people think
he's actually
waiting for him to come back.
Yeah, he's running everything right now.
But that was in he died in Martha's Vineyard, right?
Yeah.
Close to
on the
way. Weren't you
I was
in Martha's Vineyard?
Cod,
yeah, where were you on that date?
Where were you when JFK Jr. died?
Cod, and we did a day trip to Martha's Vineyard that day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and everyone was all about it. And I only knew him from Seinfeld at the time because he was in that episode.
Right, there was the episode where that was what made Elaine lose the contest, right? Was JFK Jr.?
Yep.
John.
Ooh.
But RFK, did you not hear the story about RFK and the whale?
No.
It's like Jonah and the whale. He was swallowed up.
Isn't Jonah and the whale?
RFK Jr. and the whale. It's a story from the Old Testament. God sent RFK to Nineveh to go preach, and he jumped off the boat. No, he...
So wait, he drove what kind of whale? What kind of car?
So he...
Chainsaw, too.
He...
What?
Somebody was like... hey, did you guys hear there's a beached whale on the beach?
That's
and RFK Jr. said to his kids, hey, guys, we got to go get this whale. And he loaded up the family into the car, like some sort of like perverse family vacation. They drove to the beach, got the whale, and like chainsawed it up and put it on the roof of their car. And this is 100% true. They couldn't get it tied down without having the having the windows rolled down. So as they're driving with the windows down, and all this like whale viscera is flying into the windows and soaking the kids in the car and the inside of the car.
What a traumatic experience as a child.
It's like Splash Mountain, but.
But with dead whale, like whale guts. Also, it's not like freshly slaughtered. It's the whale that was dying enough to beach itself and then was a beached whale that RFK had to hear about, drive to, chainsaw.
Sitting in the sun and baking, decomposing. So then he chainsaws up the whale. He extracts the skull. And he was the whole thing was the purpose
that's
of the whole
part.
Thing was
that's
to.
The coolest part.
Yeah, and then he like displayed the skull in his house.
I mean. That's pretty cool.
That is the coolest
part. Yeah, but
you
just get the skull. You don't transport the whale on the roof of your car.
And make your kids
and
get,
then,
like,
and then
whale
also, after this story was told, then he was, like, being investigated because you're not allowed to, like, chainsaw whales up.
What year do you think this was?
I don't know.
A few months ago.
And this is after a long string of, like, questionable RFK stories had come out. There was a story about him and the bear. And him eating bear roadkill, and then there was a story about him eating the dog.
You ever have a friend who has like such a dirty car where like when you get in, you have to like push stuff to the side?
Yeah,
imagine getting in and there's like just like whales all over.
Like decomposed whale juice.
Also, just push it to the side. It reeks in here, dude.
It smells like garbage and Scrimshaw.
Scrimshaw, baby. All right, 20 years ago, and it's just now getting investigated.
That whale story was brought to us by Robert Downey Jr.'s down jackets. They'll keep you warm even when the temperature is less than zero. You don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to figure out that these are quality jackets.
And by Britney Spears haircutting scissors. For the best in shears, get Britney Spears.
I mean, megalodons could still exist, and we just wouldn't know about it, right?
No.
There's no way we would.
No, because.
Yeah, it's like 80% of the ocean is unexplored. There could be all kinds of wacky stuff.
But not megalodons.
But not megalodons.
No, because they would need a food source, and like all the food is in shallow waters. There's not like enough food down at the bottom of the ocean. And also being that big, pressure would implode them. You can't be that big, that low. You have to be small if you want to live at the bottom of the ocean.
Also, all of
or jelly,
or not, not have bones or like real physical
or an exoskeleton.
Yeah,
perhaps.
And all of BP's oil is down there too.
Yeah,
like maybe that's the real.
We're sorry.
I don't know if you guys remember, but like a little while after the BP oil spill, we started discovering all these rare fish that we had never seen before, and it's like because all the oil went down there, and
they like made them go up.
Like made them go up to the surface because they're like, we can't breathe in this sludge anymore. I want to do a little follow-up junction. Why don't you blow the whistle there, Chuck?
You got it, brother.
This week for follow-up junction, you were talking about Jenko porn last week.
Yeah, and then you sent me something, and now it's like stuck in my phone.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
Okay. Did you skip to the time that I told you?
I watched the first 40 seconds, and then I started skipping.
Okay. Are you aware that Jenkos are back?
Uh-uh.
Do you know what Jenkos are?
No.
J-N-C-O. It's a brand of jean that was very popular.
Pants. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Jenkos were very popular when Chuck and I were in middle school. Like late 90s, very early 2000s. Functional.
It's like Oliver Tree wears them.
It's a lot of...
Yeah, and so they're starting to get popular again. And I was thinking about...
Is it real? Is this real life?
I was thinking about like, you know what would be cool? Like maybe to buy some Jenkos to kind of like, you know, relive my youth. And then I was like looking at pictures of Jenkos online, and it's too much.
Also...
It looks ridiculous.
You
like some like the
fart
the,
porn.
So
that's like Portland
stuff. Chuck said that there was Jenko porn, and I didn't 100% believe Chuck that there was Jenko porn out there. And so I went and looked it up myself.
But the siblings are in the same.
How did you discover this?
You know.
Okay, no.
I think that porn,
I discover things all the time.
The one where the people are in the same pair of pants. I don't think, was that Jenko's though, or is that just a large pair of pants?
Oh.
I don't think it was Jenko's.
Oh, Jenko's? I didn't even see that coming. Oh. So there's a couple in a pair of pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the step siblings get, it's like a trope. Sometimes it's underwear. Abigail Morris is a really good one.
Where it's people are forced to.
But it's like, you and your stepbrother have to get along, so we're going to put you in the same pair of pants together.
You're like the Captain Cook of porn exploration. You're like the Lewis and Clark of porn exploration.
Slap my butt and call me Meriwether.
So then I tried to look up some of this Jenko porn, the supposed Jenko porn, and there's only one on the entire internet. There's only one video of Jenko porn, and it's a girl farting in her Jenkos. it's fart porn, and it's and it's a video of a girl farting in her Jenkos. I sent it to Chuck.
It saves on my phone.
I was like, skip to minute 140 because it gets really good around there. It's disgusting and hilarious. Like, there's people out there that really enjoy that, I guess. But I could not watch it without. I was laughing so hard watching this. It's like a hot chick wearing jeans, and she's like, "Yeah."
It's an untapped market.
Well, it's tapped.
It's so funny, dude. I'll send you the video.
Some of the fart porn, they discuss what they've eaten, you know, and that's a weird tie-in for me.
Huh. Well, I mean, I guess I kind of, if you're into that, then you want to know
the backstory.
Yeah, I want to know the backstory. I want to know the lore.
This has great broccolini lore.
Especially, I guess, if different types of food produce different types of sound
farts, right?
Yeah, then you're probably like, ooh, this is a bean video.
I can almost taste it.
Double cheeseburger.
Biscuits and gravy.
Also, Saw 3D was the one where it had the people in the storefront in front of everybody, where the chick is hanging from the top and the two guys
either saw themselves or kill her.
Yeah, and she had been having sex with both of them.
Mm.
Are you familiar with
the Saw? They call her the sprinkler.
I've seen the first two.
Okay.
And there's what, five?
There's 10.
There's 10, and there's an 11th one in production.
Didn't the dude die in like number two?
He dies in the third one.
Okay.
And then they made like
they bring
10,
it back.
Then maybe I have.
Well,
the
they
third.
Start. They start doing like they
he
start
was dying
doing
in the first one.
They start doing like movies that take place. It's sort of like in the Fast and the Furious when they killed what's his name, and then they went back in time and did more movies while he was still alive.
Yeah, they saw Tokyo Drift.
And then because they killed Han died in like the fourth, like the third or fourth movie, and then
they're like, oops,
and then they're
that.
Like, oh, well, we're just gonna say that chronologically all these other movies take place before Han died,
even though your entire movie franchise
but
is
then
about
like
cars
in, but then like in the ninth dated. One they just bring Han back, or it might have been the 10th one. I think it might have been the most
they're
recent
like,
one
he
where
didn't
they're like
die after all.
Just kidding, he didn't die at all, so
we all misremembered it.
Yeah, it was like Rashomon. But we were trying to decide, yeah, while Chuck was gone I watched all 10 Saw movies. And the one that you were talking about...
That's Saw 3D?
That's called Saw 3D, which is actually the seventh in the franchise.
Okay.
It's also called The Final Chapter, and it's not the last Saw movie. It's like two misnomers in one.
Yeah.
But like, that was the seventh one.
I mean, they're watching it.
It's like you turn on the video, it's just a girl farting in pants.
Like, that is torture. Is this torture.
Best one yet.
Did you search the internet or did you search individual porn sites for Jenko jeans?
I searched both.
Okay.
I searched individual porn sites and I searched the internet for Jenko porn. And I think the internet didn't give me anything.
Mm.
But then, like, I think Pornhub was the one I found the girl farting in the Jenkos.
Hmm.
But now
it's possible I'm thinking of just oversized jeans.
I think you're just thinking of a large pair of jeans.
Yeah, it's possible. Hmm.
and not specifically because Jenko jeans are normal size jeans with extremely large legs and extremely long legs.
Okay.
Did you have a pair of Jenkos? I think we talked about this last week.
No, I just was so short and fat that my pants when they got hemmed. And my parents are very frugal, so it was like...
You were like, nice Jenkos, Chuck. And you're like, they're just pants.
These are just regular pants. Oh, man. And also, to your point last week, I did some research, and it was the Pepsi Points Pepsi wallet that I had.
Yes!
That had the chain.
Shane, did you ever chain wallet growing up?
No.
See?
Cool. I think Shane just missed that.
No, I knew a kid with one.
Oh, you knew a kid with one?
Like, here's the thing is we were always trying to get his wallet.
Yeah, having a chain on your wallet gives you,
it's a target. Yeah. Target.
He always trying to sneak it out of his pocket.
There's that subgenre of people who are like the rockabilly people.
Yeah.
They're like in the zoot suits and stuff like that. Those people are into chain wallets also.
Yeah.
They're people
But they also wear things that you own, like those checkered shoes. They're really into those checkered shoes, I feel like.
They do like checkered shoes.
You like
checkered
but those shoes. Are the black and white checkered shoes.
Okay.
Which is also what people, like ska people, are really into.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Ska Shank Redemption. Yep.
The ska people, they're totally into the checkered shoes, and they like checkered everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the rockabilly people, they're all into
same horns, different music. Cherry Poppin' Daddies. It took 20 years for me to get.
Yeah, exactly. The Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Suit Riot. Riot. They come to Maui every couple of years.
Grapefruit Diet. Yeah, they were here on Maui within the last 2 years. Okay, we're starting to get close to the end of the show.
So close, I can almost taste it.
I want to do a quick gluttony club. I went to Isana's, and I had the ube creme brulee.
Oh, yeah?
And
you ask them to extra creme that?
I specifically asked them to make the brulee part extra thick, and they did, because you specifically said that you went there, and there wasn't enough brulee on there.
Great concept. Could have bruleed it a little bit
and
more.
So uh-huh. I specifically asked for extra brulee, and they were happy to accommodate my wishes, and it came out with a big old thick brulee crust on there, and it was fantastic. So yeah, I gotta say, I really love the ube creme brulee.
It's like pizza. Once you know, sometimes places make really good pizza, but for you, you want it cooked a little bit more.
Yeah. And then I was in a creme brulee mode, so I went home and I made a Lillicoy creme brulee, and that came out so good. I think you were still on vacation when I made the Lillicoy creme brulee, because I gave one. Christy stopped by the house, and I gave her one, and I think she ate it before you got home, so you didn't get to try it, unfortunately.
Nope. I'm about to be a maniac next week. I'm going back into keto. I'm getting rid of...
Oh, man.
Next week, so that means you have a few days.
I have a few days of...
gluttony.
Yeah. Well, you know.
A little bit.
And then also for Gluttony Club, Shane and I went to the Haile Mailea General Store last night.
Oh, no way!
And we got a banana cheesecake. Though,
it's not a general store.
It's not.
A nice restaurant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got a banana cheesecake, which was really good.
Mm.
And he got the shrimp parpadelle.
Parpadelle.
My favorite thing.
Parpadelle.
I know. That's what I get. I get that a lot when I go up there.
Yeah.
I like the seafood curry up there as well, which is really good.
I think I'm almost curried out.
And I got the burger. I got the burger too.
You know what? I like going there for weddings. It's a great place to go for weddings.
It is. Yeah.
I'll have a wedding there and just...
Crab pizza for everyone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The crab pizza, too. I haven't had the crab pizza in a long time, which is flatbread with the crab dip on top.
Better use of the crab dip. It's Bev Gannon's crab dip.
Yeah, right? I prefer that presentation than the actual crab dip that you dip the chips in.
Yeah,
having the crab dip spread on the flatbread, so good.
Can you buy a container of that crab dip?
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think they sell it.
I want to make crab.
When we did still carry the crab dip at Joe's back in the day, people would... call ahead and order it for parties, and they would order big things of the crab dip. So I don't think they do that anymore, but I don't know. If you call the general store, they might sell you some crab dip.
Eventually everything evolves into crab dip.
I love it. I roast the chilies. They make a really good sauce there, and I'll have them make it. It's like $5 to give you like a styrofoam cup of it.
And they've got got some amazing flan as well.
Oh,
man,
dude.
Their flan is so good.
I like their tres leches cake better.
It's like one of the only places. Their tres leches cake is unbelievable.
It's so good. You better believe it. It's that good.
I love classic tres leches cake. It's so delicious and like moist and juicy. Mm. So good.
Megalodon teeth have been found as deep as 5,000 meters, but mostly they lived up towards the shallow.
Did you look that up?
I did.
Also, have you guys ever... I'm sure you've had chocolate milk.
I want to talk about monsters.
And you've had strawberry milk.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever had chocolate strawberry milk?
I've never put them together, and I've had a lot of chocolate strawberry candies.
I love chocolate strawberry, and I love chocolate milk and strawberry milk, so I had the idea to make chocolate strawberry milk, where it's just a glass of milk with chocolate syrup and the strawberry syrup. It was amazing.
What?
You're a syrup and not a powder guy.
What?
I couldn't believe that I had never thought to do this before. I wasn't making cocoa. I was making chocolate
What's
milk.
What's it? All right, before,
Hershey syrup.
Before he said syrup, were you imagining Nesquik?
Yeah.
I was imagining Nesquik and not Hershey syrups.
Nesquik is like not chocolate milk.
Well, I was actually imagining pre-made 2 for $5 containers.
Yeah. Like when you get the Nesquik in the store, they have the chocolate and they have the strawberry. So mixing them together, I bet would be really
strawberry
good.
Strawberry powder.
You get Nesquik strawberry powder?
Yeah, dog.
What?
Where you been at? Yeah,
no,
dog.
I didn't even know that existed.
Do the flavor?
No, when I make chocolate milk, I like milk and Hershey syrup. I'm old school.
Really?
Can you taste chocolate and strawberry when they're mixed together?
Yeah, it's not as compartmentalized as like coffee, Coca-Cola, where it you can taste both flavors, but they blend together into like a chocolate covered strawberry flavor.
I like cherry.
That's a trip.
Chocolate.
I know.
Better.
I couldn't believe that I had never
Black Forest.
Like they don't even sell that. Like if I was Nesquik, this is a whole other market that they have untapped.
Well, like they had the peanut butter and jelly things mixed together in the 90s. Remember how good the 90s were?
Yeah.
Why don't they have the two syrups combined?
I think they need to do that.
Yeah. I think they're relying on us to do it.
Do you guys remember green ketchup?
I don't even think they thought about squeeze cheese
and green and purple ketchup earlier today.
Yeah, the green and purple ketchup days were good days, dude.
Those were good times.
Watching Dragon Ball Z and just eating green ketchup.
All right, guys, we're almost at the end of the show, so you know what that means.
The end of biscuits and gravy.
We're not at the end of the show. We're approaching the end of the show, which means it's time for our favorite part of the show, Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo. Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo is when Chuck tries to prove he's the smartest buffalo in the room. This week, Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo is brought to us by Benedict Cumberbatch's Cucumbers. There's no cucumber match for a Cumberbatch.
Today's show is underwritten in part by Little John's Maid Service. They'll clean everything
from the windows to the walls,
which definitely means windows and walls.
And also by Kim Kardashian sunscreen. Nobody knows more about getting pounded by rays than Kim Kardashian.
And by Benedict Cumberbatch's umbrella patches. Leaky umbrella, don't just patch it up, Cumberbatch it up.
Are you like a 1950s news announcer?
Yeah, I guess.
The war has gone. It's
you sounded like Stay the father.
This is the march of war. All right. So, Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo. First question is sent to us from Thomas in Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
How deep have they found megalodon teeth?
How deep have they found megalodon teeth?
5,000 meters.
The answer may surprise you. This question comes from Thomas in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. He wants to know, Pinkerton is the second album by what rock band?
Weezer.
That's correct. Very good.
I'm dumb, she's a lesbian.
Notoriously a flop when it came out, and then by this point now it's gone like double platinum.
Yeah, it's a grower, not a shower.
People really came around on that one.
Mm.
I'm not a huge fan, but, you know, to each their own. Valerie in Houston, Texas wants to know, who starred in the 1997 movie The Game?
The Game. Michael Douglas.
That is correct. Michael Douglas of Michael Douglas's Fur Burgers. Today's his birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Michael Douglas.
And our third question is always a sports question because, as you know, sports is Chuck's Achilles hoof.
For the Padres.
What two teams did Luis Arraez previously play for? Wayne in Paia wants to know, what famous NFL quarterback recently revealed that he has Parkinson's?
famous NFL quarterback.
Recently revealed that he has Parkinson's. And you can help out if you know, Shane.
I don't know, but I'd guess Brett Favre, but I don't know.
Because
he's got issues.
He's got... The picture would be bad, though, right?
What is this blurry tan snake?
It's like, thank God, dodged a bullet. Yeah, I'm going to go Brett Favre.
Brett Favre is absolutely correct. He revealed it during the hearing that he had to go in front of Congress and...
Can't get mad at me now.
He's like, you can't be mad at me. Yeah, exactly. You can't be mad at me. It was the Parkinson's made me do it. Well, anyway, Chuck, you got 3 out of 3, so congratulations. And that also means that that's the end of our show.
But not the end of Biscuits and Gravy. Check us out at 24 hours a day at BiscuitWars.com. Check us out on all the amazing Maui comedy. And we'll have a Drunker in the Bunker episode next week.
Yeah, hopefully we'll do some Drunker in the Bunker.
Drunkest in the Bunkest, baby. It's good to be back.
Tony's on vacation next week.
Yes, Tony's on vacation doing the Lord's work. And for me to you.
Oh!